Welcome to the Binge Breakers podcast. I'm Jacqueline. I am here to teach you how I overcame bulimia and my binge eating disorder, and how you can too. Through simple steps of mind management, repairing your relationship with yourself, understanding your habits, and intuitive eating.
Disclaimer, this recording is not intended to be used as medical advice, nor is it advice from a doctor. I am a coach, a recovery coach, and I offer advice from my own experience and my clients, but please, if you think you are in need of medical help, seek it immediately. We'll also be talking about subjects such as binging and purging, depression, and other sensitive topics, so if those trigger you, please listen at your own discretion. Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast. So this is a bulimia confessions episode, meaning that it's just episodes where I dedicate talking to some weird behavior you may have with food that you think is just you, but it's actually a really common thing. And I may give some advice at the end of it on what to do about that behavior. But the main purpose of the behavior is to know that I've also experienced that before, and I've heard many other people tell me that they've experienced that before, and you're not the only one. And that alone can help you then talk about it, speak about it, look at it more neutrally, and drop judgment and just move forward with it and try to figure out answers and not let that hold you back. So the one I want to talk about today is about wanting to be alone with food and self-isolating with food and almost being super annoyed or possessive with, well, I should back up, wanting to be alone with food, just you and the food, almost like food is your lover. Like, you're not going to have sex with the food, obviously. But you do want to just be with you, your own thoughts, and the food with you. And you just want to enjoy that experience on its own. And it's to the point where you sometimes get annoyed if you have to eat with a person and they're talking to you while you're eating or something, and you can't just be alone with the food and enjoy the food by yourself. Or you just get annoyed when there's other people around or other distractions, or you can't just have your time with food. And if people feel really bad about it, because they're like, what's wrong with me? And this would happen to me with my ex all the time. We would, especially in my bulimia days, occasionally when I wasn't bulimic anymore, but I still sometimes was struggling with food, and occasionally that will happen to me, but very much so happened to me when I was going with bulimia. And what would happen is we'd sit down for some sort of dinner, and it would like happen almost every night too. We would sit down to dinner together, eat together, talk about things. He would eat slower than me, and for some reason that annoyed me, and I would just want him to eat his food faster so that I could eat my food and him not interrupt me. And I would be annoyed, and I felt like, and I've heard other people say this too, of like, what's wrong with me? Why am I more interested in the food in front of me rather than this physical person right here and there? And I just, that's a thing that happens, right? And I just want you to know you're not the only one to experience that, just being like to the point of being angry or upset when someone interrupts your food time, whatever it is, whether it's a meal, it's like a hidden little binge or something, or it's like a stolen bite of food in the closet. I don't know. But it's a pretty common experience, especially with those who struggle with eating disorders. Now, the reason could be, there's lots of different reasons, and I may miss some of those reasons here, but one, you know, there's an addictive pattern with binge eating and bulimia in particular, where you're using food to get high in a way. You're using food as your drug. It becomes an addictive pattern. And so when someone interrupts that reward system pattern going on, you're going to get upset. You're going to be irrational. And you can think about it just like someone going through withdrawal. In a rehab center, you take away their drug, there's going to be a phase where they get really nasty. Or like someone knows that they're going to get their drug of choice, and then suddenly you are preventing them from not getting their drug, they're going to get super upset and agitated, either just indirectly or with you. So that's something that will occur. And so it's pretty common with, if you're a binger and you're binge eating, especially on a regular basis, that can be the case. Also, I find too, with people that have food issues, food tends to sometimes be scarce. And when food feels scarce, it feels like a rare opportunity and a rare indulgence that needs to be prioritized over everything else. And so then again, if someone is interrupting you or someone's taking away from that time, that enjoyment, if food is not only scarce for you, but especially if it's scarce and it's also your only source of enjoyment for the day, your only time to just be with you and the food, and you really, really like being with that food, of course, then wanting to be alone with it is normal, wanting it to be an uninterrupted time, and then also someone coming in and interrupting that time is going to be pretty upsetting. You're going to be a little agitated, that sort of stuff. And then a lot of people use just food in general, even if they're not binging on it. But if they are binge eaters, they tend to be using food as a numbing tool and something that they just want to zone out with. And they're used to zoning out. They're used to turning off their brains. This is really common for me too. When I was eating, part of it was that I just didn't want to talk while eating and I just wanted to enjoy my food and I just wanted to be shut off. And for someone like my partner, who food is good, but he wasn't so fixated on it and was totally down talking in between bites and something like that, it was really frustrating for me to then be like, I just want to eat my food and not talk. And I just want to be numb and I just want to not discuss anything, which isn't necessarily bad. And we'll talk about that. But that was some of the things. And there could be other reasons there. But I think those are kind of the main stuff when it's just within the eating disorder realm that you're talking about. And so I would say my best advice for this and what I did and what I tend to recommend other people do is, one, let you know that it's okay to want to be alone with food sometimes. It's okay to want to enjoy food by yourself. And this is something that took me a while. I thought it was always just wrong that I wanted to do that. And probably because I associated being alone with food as binging or wanting to prioritize food and the enjoyment of food over other people sometimes as an unhealthy thing. But there are times where you do just want to enjoy things on your own and be alone and being quiet. And that can involve food. I think something that I used to misinterpret and something a lot of people do in eating disorders is that food is should be just fuel and it should never be used for enjoyment or anything like that or a coping skill. But it can be those things, and it's not unhealthy to use it in that way sometimes. Food is a big part of our culture, right? It's something that all of us need, and it's used to celebrate, it's used to enjoy, it's used to comfort, it's used for all these things. It's not that everyone in society is bad because of that. I think it just becomes a problem when it's your only coping skill or your only source of enjoyment, and when you're always prioritizing other people over food, or you can never eat with other people, you always have to be alone while eating, then I think that's getting to the point where it's debilitating and it's harming you. But wanting to have when I first moved into my new apartment here on my own, something I did that I really loved is I had to pour a bath, and then I happened to have like Cheez-Its and I think chocolate. And so I would like have a few Cheez-Its and then a piece of chocolate while chilling in my bath reading a book. And it was the most luxurious, intimate, just me moment. And that would have been not as nice if someone else was involved. I just wouldn't have enjoyed it. So that's totally acceptable and fine. So it's the first thing to know is that it's okay and it's normal sometimes. But if you're like, this is all the time, it is debilitating, it's constantly the case, what do I do? I'd say then you really do have to practice your patterns with food when you're eating with someone. And you also need to address some of those other things I said. So if food is super scarce for you, make sure you are eating enough food. Make sure you are eating a variety of foods and pushing yourself to do that. And don't expect that when you give yourself one day of variety and enough food that it's going to be enough. You probably have to do that over and over and over again until it becomes more abundant, and think in an abundant way with food, right? Don't just eat food, but then not fix your thoughts around food. Make sure you're constantly reminding yourself it's available. It's always there. I can have more if I want. This is not the only time, all those sorts of things. And then, on top of that, make sure that food is not your only source of enjoyment. Try to have other fun things for food. Try to practice new ways of having fun. If you are especially an extreme bulimic, right, binge eater, and you're constantly binging and purging, other things might not feel fun for you right away. And that's something that I kind of talk about in another episode, but you might have to practice experiencing other forms of enjoyment until your reward systems are more regulated, right? Your dopamine is more regulated. All the things that make you feel good are a little bit more regulated. Space and abstinence from those behaviors will certainly help, but then also practicing new ways and finding new ways of having enjoyment and fun and making sure it's not your only thing in the day that brings you a little bit of light. And also making sure it's not your only way to stress relief or your only time to decompress. I think that was what it was with me and my partner too, is that it really was like the only time I had to decompress. So it was obviously even more upsetting when my partner would talk to me when I was like, I've been working all day, I haven't had any time to myself, and now you're talking to me, I need to shut down. So making sure there's some sort of time management where you're having other ways to shut down rather than just with food. And then In the moment, though, you can do all of those things and you still might in the moment struggle a little bit. So I found what was helpful in the moment is when my partner was talking to me, my ex was talking to me when I was eating food and I'd feel that anger, irrational anger and irritation come up. I would first just recognize it as not necessarily being totally rational, and recognize it like, oh, here's that thing. Here's what we're feeling. And I would try to, one, tell myself it's not my fault or my ex's fault. It's not anything to do with them or me. I mean, it is to do with me, but it's like no one's fault. And just because I'm having this feeling doesn't mean I should act on it. And then sometimes what I would do is I would put the food down and I would just then focus on what my ex was talking about. And I would take a break from my food and talk with him instead and just be like, okay, clearly we really want to enjoy this meal, but another person that we supposedly love is talking to us. So we are going to take a minute and do that. And sometimes if it felt okay to eat again when he was talking, I would then pick up the food and start eating it. Sometimes I would just need to put the food down because it was either I ate the food or I would talk to him and it couldn't be both. And that was totally fine. And I would used to, I'm sure that this is so embarrassing, I'd used to like frustratedly put the food away, put the food down, be like, I'm gonna listen to what you say because like I can't just enjoy my food. But I would gently, nicely put the food, like put my fork down and just be like, oh yes, and be engaged. And then really try to regulate myself in those moments. And if I absolutely needed to just shut down and eat, I would talk about it out loud. I'd be like, hey, I'm not in a great talking mood or I'm not in the best mood right now. I just kind of want to eat food and chill. Like, is that okay? And then at the very least, that person knows, whoever you're with knows that it's not you. It's not them. It's something to do with you. And like, you're just not in a good headspace. And you don't have to say anything weird, especially if it's with strangers. Be like, it depends on the scenario, right? If you're in a restaurant and like a public dinner event, people are going to expect you to talk, but you can just kind of be like, I'm feeling a little off, but it's nothing to do with you. I'm just feeling kind of weird. But yeah, I'm okay. You don't have to be like, I have some strange issue with food that I'm struggling with and trying to regulate right now. And you're interrupting me. You don't have to say all those things. So that's what I'd say is like, be aware of the problem. Try to address all the low-hanging fruits of like reducing scarcity and increasing your enjoyment and stress relief, but then also in the moment try to practice literally pausing with the food and not giving into that urge of like I have to be alone with food, and really practicing abundance that like this isn't the only time you're going to eat, and knowing that you can be alone with food sometimes, but right now is not the time because there's a person talking to you and you want to actually engage with this person, and then taking a break and putting the food down, engaging with them, and then going back to it when it feels correct. So hopefully that helps you. That is totally a common experience and you're not alone. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. If you liked it, please give it a rating and review. It really helps me out and it helps the show get found more by people struggling like you. And is there anything else? Oh, if you want more information on me, what I do, what I help people with, just binge eating, bulimia, and sometimes general life stuff, you can go to either bingebreakers.com or I'm also on Instagram @bingebreakers_bulimia. So you can find both those things there. All right, never give up on yourself. Bye.